Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Ruth calling from Family First Care. Is this Maddie?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. I'm calling. I see we got a call from you regarding switching over to our agency.
Yeah, but I needed to check something first. I don't want to switch right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I
that's
just
not a
called problem. I was just calling about some things yesterday. Like how long would it take
to transfer over?
Yeah.
So that depends on two things. So it depends, first of all, on the authorization in the insurance company. We will need the authorization from them. So we just call them right away and we tell them we want to start this and this day and send it for them. And then also the caregiver needs to be on top of the paperwork. I mean, we keep on reaching out and making sure she sends in the paperwork, but not everyone is so on top of it. But I believe, you know, if she can be on top of it, then it can take no time. It's just a matter of a couple of days.
She would be on top of it, but
she would be on top
just,
of it, so that's good.
But the issue we have with the other place where we at now is about her pay, because they said that they were supposed to start her off at a certain rate, and they didn't, and then they never changed it. That's the issue.
We need to make sure
that y'all want to stay, give her the amount of money that you're saying y'all want to give her.
Of course. So we don't change, you know, we don't go lower. You know, if anything, we can go higher maybe, but we never lower the rate.
Okay.
So I see that you were told that we can do $14.25, right? An hour.
$14.15. That's what she said.
$14.25. I see her. She put down.
What did she say? She told us $14.50, but it's whatever.
She told you $14.50. Okay, so I can ask my supervisor if we can do $14.50.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So so you still need to confirm, or do you want us to get working on it right now? Because we can, you know, I'm telling you, in a couple of days, you could be all set with us. You know, your daughter can, you know, start getting paid and all that.
Yeah, let me call my daughter, because she's, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, let me talk. Give me 1 second.
Sure,
yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. Yeah, she's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, she on the phone. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, we're here.
How are you? Okay, good. Okay, so I was just discussing with your mother about coming over to our agency. I told her that we can, you know, we can get it done in no time as long as you'll be on top of your paperwork. We can get it done in a matter of days. So, you know, do you want us to start right now with the process?
Yeah, we can start it now. So it's easy.
Okay, that sounds good. So let me tell you both what we'll need, how the intake process is going to go. So number one, we'll need to reach out to your insurance company, so I can do that. and ask them for the authorization for the services. And number two is that we need the caregiver to be, Yasmin, we need you to be in compliance. So we'll also start right away, you know, with all the paperwork, so you can complete everything. And then once these two things are met, you know, the case is ready to start, and you can start clocking in and getting paid.
Okay.
So first step, so when we call the insurance, they usually tell us that they need to confirm with a patient that they want to go ahead with a switch. So I'm just thinking it would be simpler if I get them on the line now. Should I try getting them on the line so, you know, they can confirm and we can just go ahead with it?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. So let me call them in. I'm just thinking, what day do you want to do as start date? What date should we tell them to start?
What's
they
the
should
date?
Send the authorization. What?
You said Friday.
Friday. Mhm. So do you think? So the question is, I don't want you to have a lapse in services between the other agency and this agency. So what I normally say is that whenever you expect to be all set with our agency, meaning your paperwork, Yasmin, that's when we usually say they should send the authorization. So do you think you can be done with the paperwork by Friday?
Yes.
Or do you want to give it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Be
okay.
Done by the paperwork by Friday.
Okay, that's great. So really the longest thing really is the TB test. Have you had one done recently?
Yeah, she had one done before she started this other agency.
Okay, was that more than a year ago, or was that less?
It was less than a year ago, yeah. It was recently.
It was from recently, not a year ago, you're saying?
Yeah, it's been recently. She had it done recently.
Okay, so that's great. So that means that we have that. The rest is just, you know, paperwork to fill out online. So it's very easy. So let me get them on the line now. We'll tell them that we want a start date of this week Friday, okay, which is the 9th. Okay, and let's hope they'll send it over for Friday. So let me just
because
call you.
I want her to be able to get paid. I don't want y'all to mess with her pay period time.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm just trying to pull up the information of the service coordinator. Not sure why it's not coming up with your Medicaid ID. Let me try once more. You're with Keystone, right?
No, I'm not with Keystone. I'm with United Healthcare.
Oh, you're with United Healthcare. Okay, hold on. Let me check.
Give me my wallet. I'll just okay. It just ain't here. Hand me the bag. Thank you.
So what's the problem?
Nothing. She's trying to pull something up.
It's going to mess up the
paper. And I said, I don't want it to mess up the paper. She said, it was not to see. This will be switching you over. She was asking, would you be able to have everything done by Friday? And I say, yeah, we started today. The day Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we leave it on Friday?
gonna get me.
Yes, can you give me some fishing, please? Hello. 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 What the hell? She went. She was just on the phone.
Okay, Maddie?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry about the hold. So I just checked again. It seems like United Healthcare is your Medicare. Okay, and we don't do we don't touch Medicare. We just work with Medicaid. So with Medicaid, it seems like you have UPMC. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
UPMC.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So with UPMC, what I'll do is I'm gonna call them, and they might then call you. I mean, after we get over the phone, I'm gonna call them, and then they might call you and just confirm that you're going with Family First Care. Okay.
Yeah.
Because with every insurance company, what?
Didn't you say we were going to do that on the phone while we were on the phone together?
Right. So before that, I thought that you were with a different insurance company. With every insurance company, we do it different. I thought you were in with Keystone for some reason. We had it in. And with them, it works that we have the service coordinator's information. Unless you have your SC's information, and I can call directly, or you don't know.
My who?
Your service coordinator from UPMC. Do you know who it is or not?
But she don't even answer the phone. That's Kiana. That girl, I have her info, her number and stuff, but she don't never answer me.
She'll never answer.
Every time I call, she never answers.
I'm gonna bug her phone. I'm gonna call her and call her until she answers.
Miss, I'm telling you, I had my one of my doctors was trying to call this woman, and she never answered the phone.
I believe you. We have that with a lot of service coordinators. It's not easy, but in the end, we get through to them. You know, I'm not going to tell you how many tries, but in the end, you know, they have to answer. So what's your number so I can try?
Give me a minute. I'm going to pull it up for you. Let me give you the number. You won't be here forever. This ain't going to be by no Friday because this woman don't answer the phone. But her number is...
Well, at least I started the paperwork
to be done. It's 267.
Mm-hmm.
This is her mobile phone number, I guess. 267-438-9743.
So it's 267-438-9743?
Yes, that's the number that I have.
Okay, and what's her name, did you say? Tiana?
Tiana Brown.
Okay, got it. Okay. You know what, let me try just once now. I mean, even though I know that she's not going to answer, but let's know that we tried, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
Six, seven, four, three, eight, nine, seven, four, three. Can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Hi, Tiana. This is Ruth calling from Family First Care. I have on the phone Maddie C.A., one of your patients. We just wanted to let you know that she wants to switch over to our agency starting as of the 9th, which is this week Friday. Maddie, do you want to confirm?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. This is Maddie, and she'd like to switch again on the 9th. So if you can please, you know, generate an authorization so we can get that on time, that would be great. If you have any questions, you can call me at 267-551-7426. Thank you.